and they just loved it. Mama would go around and give everybody a teaspoonful of cocoa quinine when we were little. And then when we got a bigger, Papa would buy a thing of quinine by the pound and capsules. It was number two capsules or number one, depending on which we burned. And I would just have the time of my life filling those capsules. Put it out on a piece of brown paper and take them in. And, oh, I just loved doing it. They don't have to do anything much like that. Although I had a prescription filled, I've got a prescription, I'm going to have filled some cold capsules that Dr. gave me before 1930. I know before 1930 because I was teaching Callie. She finished high school in 1932, and I was teaching her in junior high school when her father died. And I had kept those capsules. I still keep the cold capsules, but the headache capsules, I take Tylenol instead of, I can't take aspirin. And the effective ingredient in the headache capsules was taken off the market. So, I was about to run out of them because the drugstores here had used up all they had had, you know. They kept on using as long as they had any. And the last ones I got filled here were at Post Office Drug. Eddie Ward and John Miller, both of them owned and I had taught. And I used to get them from them. But these cold capsules, I still take them. And I know those folks, when I call up there and have them refilled, I know that. They hate it. If I get Bill Swift, one who owns a drugstore, he'll tell me the prescription's too old, he can't look it up.
You mentioned the term died a little earlier. Are you polite ways that people have of saying that? Still say he died, or why say he
passed away?
And have you ever heard in jocular people will say kidding or something? If they might, what might they say?
Teasing?
Yes, ma'am.
Kidding and teasing, I can't think of anything else.
And talk about someone who died, you say, well, he's been dead a week and they still don't know what he died.
I say.
And the place they were buried, they were buried. The
cause of his death.
And they were buried at the...
in the cemetery.
And the, what would your term be for the box they would put you in?
The cast.
And the
coffin, coffin, okay. Mm-hmm. I've got a policy with insurance, you know, burial insurance, with that big company that Jack is vice president of, Liberty National. And I couldn't buy that policy. I wanted a steel vault. And I couldn't buy it without a steel casket.
Oh.
I said, Jack, I'll never be able to get out when the saints call me. Ooh. They used to do brick vaults here in the cemetery. They don't do that anymore. You have to have a steel vault if you want a vault.
You'd say, talking about the ceremony, you'd say everybody turned out for his
funeral.
And the people dressed in black, you said they were
mourning.
And you might tell somebody, well, don't worry, or you might say to someone, everything will be all right, just don't.
Don't worry.
And the disease that would get you in the joints, you tell you.
Rheumatism? Arthritis.
Both about the same thing?
Oh, no. You don't ever get over rheumatism, and you can get over arthritis or something. One of them, Dick Williams told me. It was rheumatism, you just had nothing to live with. I had a pain across my shoulder.
One of them get you quitted in the rheumatism will get you in the joints, so.
Yes, boy, it gets you in the joints. But I have had migratory arthritis, and it isn't crippling.